Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf nun hey. Begin the daf, begin with taste the Bemaschel, taste begin the words of the Gemara, but Avagab the Limakapli, even if they don't accept it, the master should still rebuke them. Taste comes to explain exactly when do we always have this obligation to rebuke. And that is, he said you should rebuke the house of Resh Kalusa, even though you're saying they're not going to accept. It doesn't make a difference, you have your obligation. Now, Tesis qualifies as says, Hainu Heichad is Safik in Makabli. That's only if there's at least a doubt, maybe they're going to accept his rebuke. Kedam Basamach, the Gemara says this later on. Lefneim Migalu, what I mean, those tzaddikim that didn't rebuke, that even though the people would not have accepted, but Hashem, you know they wouldn't have, but did they know? Right? And then you have to rebuke, even though it's not likely. Abel Heichad, the Vadil Makabli, but says Tesis where it's definite that they're not going to accept, then Hanachlem, then actually leave the people, because then you have the Tamurik dictum. Mutav Shiyushegin, better that they be in error, in by mistake, so to speak, Vayim Mezidin, let them not be deliberate, because if you're going to give them the warning, and you know for sure they're not going to listen, you're turning them from a Shegin into a Mezin. And Kedamina, as we find this concept, is brought by maybe Kadayayin, the Gemara in Be'ed Daf Lamed Manav, or Paragashel, later on, Daf Kofim Chesem Abeiz, Gabek Tesefes Yom Kippurim. It's Halacha that one's supposed to add on from the weekday into Yom Kippurim. And there are many people that are not careful in that, and they don't protest because they're not going to listen anyway, and therefore better that they be shaggy because they're not really aware. And if you tell them in any way, you know they're not going to listen, you're going to turn them into mazed. So therefore, then it's not in all situations that if you know they're not going to accept that you rebuke, there has to be at least some element of doubt. So next taste of Maschil test begins the words of the Gemara. Vala Rishayim, on the wicked ones, was a tough shaldam. Taste explains, where did the Gemara know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Malach Gavriel to make a tuff of blood on the forehead of the wicked? And as the Gemara brought, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, go ahead and make two tufts. Make one on the righteous, that of ink, that they should be saved from the destructive angels, and a tuff of blood on the forehead of the wicked, that the angels should destroy them. So Tosfos says that actually, Limikro Kamahachi, this, as the Tosfos Masechta is going on, that regarding the wicked, that they have a tuff of blood, that we don't know from a pasuk. El Misvar, that's just from logic, that we know that there was a tuff, here is also a tuff. Because the Hadith of this that says in the pasuk Visavisa Tav al Mitzchayis Hanoshim, that you should make a tuf on the foreheads of the men, Hanen Nochem and Nochem Nezmoni and Groni, Al Kala Te'evas Hanasa B'Teichem, regarding all the abominations that were done inside of there, Hainu B'Tzadikim Gemurim, that was by the totally righteous, that was the tuf of ink that they should be saved. This, that regarding the tuf of the wicked, that we don't know from the pasuk, that just says Tosfos that the Gemara knows from Svara, from logic. Tinnik says the Matzah that begins the words of the Gemara. Was there a copper altar in the days of Shlema? Which Taisa asks actually on the words of the Gemara, that it's saying that there wasn't a Mizbech Nechashis at the times of Shlema Melech in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is because the Gemara has this question regarding that it says in the Pasuk that they came, the destructive angels, to the Mizbech Nechashis, and the Gemara says at that time, when they had them in the Beis HaMikdash by Shlema Melech, what do you think there was a Mizbech Nechashis? Why? Because Kedach Sev, like the Pasuk says, Shleim Hisiru, Pasuk says, Shleim removed the Mizbech Nechashis. As the Pasuk says, Kiyar cut Mihakil, because it was too small to contain all the carbonus that they had to bring, and therefore they replaced that Mizbech Nechashis from Maisha, and they made one made out of stone. So therefore, that's the Gemara's contention, and saying, what do you mean there was no Mizbech Nechashis? But then says, Tayyiz Vemtem, if you're going to say, but Vaksiba Debayam is a Pasuk Debayam, that says, Vayash Shleim as Mizbech Nechashis, Shleim made a copper altar. You see that that they did have one. So it says, Vishlam, what you can say is, did there shinan lekihacha? No, that we're going to expand the pasuk, like the Gemara says over here. It means mizbech sho'im lefanam shir b'kli nechashis. Doesn't mean a real copper mizbech. It means to say an altar that the Levim sing shira with copper instruments. That's what it means, mizbech nechashis. But again, there was no mizbech nechashis. Tenex says the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, ketzef, af, vechema, different terms of fury, wrath, anger. Tenex asks from two different sugyas on our Gemara. A Gemara says that between the six destructive forces was Chema. On that, as Taisa's Kasha LaRashba, that's difficult to the Rashba, because the Omer Perakam in the Masechet is Avodas Gilulim, the first Perak in the Avodas Zarah of Dalmud Alav Ksiv, the Gemara brings that says in the Pasuk, Chema Ainli, that I don't have fury. Now, Ksiv, the problem is, Noikim Hashem Abal Chema, there's a Pasuk that says Hashem is vengeful and he's one of Chema, so you see Hashem does have Chema. The Gemara answers, it depends. Khan li Yisrael. When does Hashem say, I don't have Chema, I don't have fury? That's for the Jewish people. Khan l'nachem, and Hashem is called Baal Chema, it's for the non-Jews. But one thing is, says Taisa's Amud, that we see, the Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chema al Yisrael. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have fear in the Jewish people, and here Gemara is bringing from the sixth destructive force in the Jewish people was Chema. How do we understand that? Now, more of it says Tais Vahid Mesech Zavoyz Gilun Kasha. On this Gemara in the Moedizah that we just brought is also difficult. To be saved, Perakam Abar Nadarim, at the end of Perakam Abar Nadarim, in the Darim, Daf Lamed Bezim and Alf Omar, the Gemara says that Chema Moshe Haragi, that Moshe Benu killed, so to speak, this Malach of Chema, because it says in the Pasuk that we quoted, Chema Ainli, that I don't have fury because Moshe Benu killed it. Uparach, and the Gemara has, Ayvok, it says in the Pasuk, Yigartim, the Afa Chema, that he says, I'm afraid of the Af and the Chema, so obviously the Chema is around. Mashan, the Gemara answers, oh, Trey Chema, Haba, there's two different Chemas. But one thing we see that, but there is at least one of them that there is on the Jewish people, and not like the Gemara in the Gemara in Abay Dezor says that there's no Chema, and Taisus does not answer that question. The next stage, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Shmuel Amar. He says, what does this tough refer to? Thomas Chus Avis, that the merit of the Avis have been depleted. Rabbi Yechonam says, no, the contrary. Tachon's Chus Avis, that the merit of the fathers has takes effect in its grace. Which Tais brings different opinions in how to interpret these opinions of Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonam. And as like we said, Shmuel is saying that the tough is saying that it's depleted, it's ended. Rabbi Yechonam says, That grace of the merit of the fathers are there. So Amar Ben Tam, he says, the schus of his tamam, yeah, it's like the words, you have to be medaik. The merit of the father, actually the schus means the merits of the fathers, of the avis, of Ramitz Yaakov, that's tama, that ended. Of a bris of his lay tamam, but the covenant with the fathers, that didn't end. Because iksiv is, although one's merits might have been pleaded, but Hashem makes a bris, and that's something that's eternal. Because the Ksiv, like the Pasuk, the Mikach Avav, when it talks about over there, the Taitaicha and Parashat B'chukaisa, all the bad that's going to happen to the Jewish people when they sin, and it says that they're going to go in exile from their lands, and after that, subsequently, the Pasuk says, V'zachartis b'si Yaakov, and I'm going to remember the covenant of Yaakov, and we see that's afla achagalas, is even after the exile, we see that, no, even after the Schus is not there anymore, but the Bris of the Avis is always going to be there. And says Rabbeinu Tam, V'anan, in onu maskirin schus avos. You're right. When every time we mention the avos, we're not talking about the merits of the fathers. Ela bris, we're talking about the bris with the avos. Now, Mefarish, and Rabbeinu Tam explains the Shmuel the Amar that he says, Mimei Chazoil, that he says that when did the schus avos stop? Was from the days of Chazoil. Dayik midichsiv, is this a different interpretation of Rashi? His inference is when it says in the pasuk that Chazoil, the king of Aram, put pressure on the Jewish people all the days of Yehoyachaz, and Hashem gave grace to the Jewish people, and they had mercy on them, and they turned toward them. So it says, Laman Berisai, for the sake of his covenant, and Veloy Laman Schusai. It doesn't say for the sake of his merits. Obviously, because the merits of the fathers had already been depleted, and then it's at that point on, the way Rabbeinu Tam says, that then we have to start coming out to the Bris of the Avos. And therefore, that's the Deek that we see, that's when it was Thomas Chus Avos. Now, Vayimer Rebbe, the Rebbe says, the Bavikar Rabbim in the Medrash, Daig Mi'ad Ata. It makes a different inference. That from up until now, which was Kedepirish Bekunsh, like the way Rashi says. Rashi says that Hashem did not want to destroy them until now, which because up until now was the merit of the fathers of the Avos was protecting, but from now on, that was not there anymore. That was only in Hashem's kindness, and that's how we see Thomas Chosav. So there were two different interpretations how we see that. Now, Ulabinirim, actually, according to the Ri, it appears, Dolay Pligi Shmuel Rabbi Yechonon, interestingly, although it sounds like opposites, he says, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon are not disagreeing. Rather, Shmuel Kamar, Shmuel that was saying, this Chus Avos has ended, the L'Rishayim Tama, that was for the wicked, it's ended. Avot Tzadikim Loi Tama, but has not ended this Chus Avos for the righteous. But Tzadikim, Rabbi Yechonon who says that it was Tachan, that it was there, that's going like the righteous. And says the Ri, Teda, you should know that Rabbi Yechonon is talking about by the Tzadikim, because the Rabbi Yechonon says later on, the Mimei Chizkiah Tamas Chus Avos, he says, when did this Chus Avos stop? In the days of Chizkiah. And yet, but here he's saying, that even the Churban which was after that, Tachan's Chus Avos, that the Chus Avos was there. How do you deal with that contradiction? Rather, obviously you have to say that yes, because Rabbi Yechonon was saying that the Chus Avos was only for the Tzadikim. But at that point, by the days of Chizkiah, was Tamas Chus Avos, that was for the Rishayim. And says Taisavah, Zeh on the Saimchin Lahaskis Chus Avos, and then that is what we rely on when we mention the Schus of the Avos, the merit of the Avos, is for this idea, because the Schus Avos is still around. It only stopped for the Rishon. Ubishilav Yikarab, in the end of the Medjur Yikarab, it's brought to Rabachim, he says, La'oilam Schus Avos Kayemis. Like this idea that yes, the Schus of the Avos will always survive. Ula'oilam on the Maskir Naisaman, and we always mention them. Mechenoim, so this is in the Pasuk. Kikel Rachem, Mugaymer, it talks about Hashem being merciful, and etc. And it says, V'lo Yishkach, as Bris Avesecha Begaymer, you're never going to forget the covenant of your fathers that you swore to them. Obviously, from that Pasuk, we see that Pasuk is talking about the end of the Galus. Obviously, Schus Avis will never end. It only ends for the Rishonim. So, Tesh Bert Rambein Atam that the Schus Avis did stop, but there's still the Bris of the Avis, and that's what we have in mind when we talk about the Avis. But according to the Ri, no, that only ended for the Rishonim, but not for the Tzaddikim. And that's what we rely on when we mention Schus Avis. Shemini Ekstasis and Maschut Tes begins the words of the Gemara, E Misa Belichet. There's no death without any sin. Shemini can explain what brings sin, meaning what brings death, and what brings Yisurin. That is, the Gemara brought two statements from Ravami. One is that there's no death without chet, and there's no Yisurin affliction without oven. Tais explains that those terms are specific. Pirish, Misa, death is lafisha gzeira ba afalashkaga. Dying could come even for a person that does a sin even by mistake. And that's the word chet. Chet always connotes shkaga. And ve'en yisurim b'lay oven shall mazid. And this says there's no affliction without oven. Oven means regarding doing a sin deliberately. That's you're not person not getting afflictions by shkaga. He gets it when he does deliberately. Like the Gemara says, human deflam v'avim beis chatoim el shkagas. Chet refers to doing it by mistake. Avinus, that refers to el azinus. That's when it's done deliberately. Now, but Tais is bothered. He says v'avagav the amalod the Gemara shavuos av chazman beis says gabisar shem kipurim the higur of yom kipurim, which is brought that it's lahagin alav. It's to protect the person when he does an aver by mistake, to protect the mina yisurim from afflictions. So mashmid yisurim ba mashagi sounds like that affliction does come also when the person does it by mistake. So it's Taisus, yeah, but hacha mayir b'yisurim the goyim. And this pasuk that the Gemara brings as the source is talking about the afflictions of a negev tzaras, shemuch armor. That's a really, really a difficult type of yisurim. Yeah, that type of yisurim only comes for oven, for that of mazid, k'demayis tikra, like the pasuk there is talking about, fakadi b'shei b'pisham, the goyim avaynam. So for that, yeah, that's only for deliberate sins that someone's going to get affliction on the gun. But you're right. But even for a shaygik, for doing a very by mistake, a yisurim could also be brought onto a person.